This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. Do not think anybody that works at Unwinnable cares about you. Do not think that anybody cares whether or not you've been attacked recently. I'm sorry, whatever. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. Now please, attempt to focus your limited mental capacities on enjoying the office of the General Counsel. Hey everybody, welcome to the Office of the General Counsel. My name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman Esquire. This is the stuff I say every episode. We continue to do this show. Ken, how are you today?
Wow, you sound so glum.
Yeah, you might consider me a bit of a glum bucket. I apologize everybody, I'm a glum bucket.
This is the saddest I've heard you since like the fourth episode.
Yeah, well, things have been rough. People have been listening. Listeners, you've been listening. That's why we call you listeners.
Have they?
If, Ken, I'm talking to the listeners. Please don't interrupt. Listeners, we wouldn't call you that if you weren't listening, and so I thank you for listening. Let's thank people. Thank you, Ken, for recording and producing the show. I'll thank myself for being me and having a show.
I get paid, so.
And also the joy of doing the show is why, you know, it's about bringing the song.
I enjoy the other shows I do.
Okay. Listeners, it's been rough around here. As you know, I was brutally assaulted and knocked out and put in a trunk and then dumped in the Gowanus. Well, in fairness, I leapt into the Gowanus, but I was afraid I was about to be killed and buried alive or something. I don't know. So I jumped out of the trunk and into the Gowanus. It's a long story. You should go back and actually, okay, this is a good point to say. Don't stop the podcast. Yes, I'm about to give you some directions. Stop the podcast. Go back and listen a couple episodes ago where I was attacked by Thatch Skipling, I believe his name was, Ken. You have that in your show notes. And then...
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. It never feels right when you say the word Thatch as a name.
Do they go back to the first episode or they go back to like episode like 15?
Ooh, you know, that's... In fairness, I don't want to make them go all the way back to one. You
the
should.
One with standards and practices
I would like
is
you
pretty
to.
Good.
Hey, and the... There have been some great episodes, everybody. Everyone's a gem, and it's a precious child to me. I can't have favorites.
My favorite was the one that Ted hosted. Anyway.
So anyway, go back and listen to that, and then when you're done, you catch up and you put the press play again, whatever. Okay, here we are. Okay, so it's been shitty around here, and I've not been feeling well also. I've a couple of my prescriptions. Ken, as you know, I was on many, many prescriptions, and I was also, there's been some, what would you say, self-help kind of self-prescription.
Self-medicating,
exactly. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I almost choked when you said that because I was in the middle of a sip.
Have you seen the juicer, speaking of?
No, I threw that out. So I've been running out of prescriptions and some of my symptoms have been coming back. I've had some serious oozy eyes lately. I've had drippy knees too, which I thought was done with, but they've come back. And that's why today, Ken, I apologize to you that I'm a little disheveled. I'm wearing a suit, of course. My top button is not buttoned. My tie's a little loose because I feel kind of, I'm a glum bucket.
You look like you slept on the street.
Yeah, it's a funny story. I did sleep on the street last night in this outfit. I was feeling really down, and I decided to have like a trading places. I was going to put myself in that situation, be Dan Aykroyd living on the street. I didn't want to go as far as eating a salmon in a Santa costume, but I did sleep on the street in this suit.
Maybe by Christmas you could do that.
Oh, the Santa outfit? Yeah, you know that. Yeah. That would give me time to grow some facial hair because I do need like a 6-month lead
in. You got the booze part down, so.
So anyway, guys, I haven't been feeling great, and work hasn't been much better. Like people, people at the company are now making fun of me pretty brazenly. I'll get, it'll sound like there's been a message in the pneumatic tube, and I'll open it up, and out will pop a paper airplane. And I open up that paper airplane, and, let me just have an example here. You're the worst lawyer on earth. Not very nice. So yeah, I'm a little down the dumps, Ken. I'm sorry. I didn't even bother to get a guest. I don't even know what we're going to do this show. I don't have a guest. So,
well, you know, I know a few people in Winnebago. I've been working here a while, Ed.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that you're a little down in the dumps lately, and while I don't really like doing this show, and I'm not sure I even like you too much, you know, I can't see you this sad, so I asked a friend of mine to come by to maybe, I don't know, help you out with your current state.
Well, I'm excited about you inviting somebody here. I'm less excited about my best friend telling me that he doesn't know if he likes me, but I can understand that since I'm so out of sorts.
I don't remember you don't us like making a blood pact.
Yeah, you were kind of like asleep at the time, and it was late, and I was wearing those night vision goggles you gave me. And anyway, I wanted to mention that I started a GoFundMe for my medical bills. I have some security people that I want to employ. I want to put one of those cameras on my house that I can look in my phone all the time and see my front door. And also a continued search for the mole that I'm not supposed to be looking for in the counterintelligence program that I'm working on. But so, yeah, this is GoFundMe, Office of General Counsel GoFundMe. You could find that and maybe donate some money. You know, Ken, when I'm down the dumps, I do like to dive into Strunk and White a little bit.
Ugh.
So if I could just read an excerpt, this excerpt always makes me feel better. And this is from the section on misused words and expressions. Disinterested. Disinterested means impartial. Do not confuse it with uninterested, which means not interested in. For example, you'd want a disinterested person to judge a dispute because they're impartial. But you don't want somebody who's uninterested in a dispute because they couldn't care less. It makes me feel better a little bit, Ken.
I'd rather be struck by lightning than hear another excerpt from that book.
Ken, you know, I let you make fun of a lot of things, Ken, but I'm going to ask you to never, please, never make fun of Strunk and White. Okay, so let's see here. Real quick, we have the Guess My Middle Name game. There were some guesses this week. We had my friend Abby guessed Aloe. That's incorrect, Abby.
Pretty sure that was said before.
Aloe?
Yeah, it might be on the bumper sticker.
Huh. Well,
it was a good guess.
Peas in a pod. Somebody named Doom had a guess. Arcane? No, that'd be a cool middle name. I wish my name was Arcane. That'd be great. He also had a message regarding Ask an Attorney. Unfortunately, it will not be the Ask an Attorney for the week, but it was something about he got fired because of Sean Dillon from a show, and he's asking for hiring, and he wants to sue. First of all, since Sean Dillon works for Unwinnable as the janitor, I will say, don't sue him. That's my advice. Don't do it. Now, ethically, I should say that I'm Unwinnable's lawyer, so of course I don't want you to sue Unwinnable. But don't do it. Okay. Who else had a guess? Oh, David Shimomura, again, had a guess. Amphetamine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Amphetamine. It's a good guess.
Edward Amphetamine Coleman.
Yeah, like I'm amped up. Not this week, Dave. Sorry. He also had an Ask an Attorney. I'll get to that in a second. But we will say, I'll just say, I'm sorry I'm down the dumps for this, but There was a winning guess. Don Becker was correct. My middle name is Aloysius. So congratulations, Don Becker. You're the winner of my guess middle name game. You get an all expenses paid trip to Kearney, and you get to appear on the show. So anyway, that's the end of that game.
I'd change it to Arcane if I were you.
That's a long process. I mean, it's not fun to change your name. It's a whole thing you got to do. You got to go appear before a judge and explain why you're changing your name. And the less I see a judges, the better. Anyway, we'll go back to Ask an Attorney real quick. Just very briefly, I'm sorry. This is taking longer than it should, but who cares anymore? David Sherman Moore asked, he asked about structuring. Is structuring only related to banking, or is it also apply to other things when you're trying to hide how much you're buying of something? I don't have the tweet in front of me, and I can't be bothered. Anyway, the point is, in banking, structuring is when you only deposit shit.
Oh, Ken. We don't have a bleep machine, so.
Yeah.
Should invest in one.
And then I have to press it as I'm cursing?
This should have a 7-second delay.
So then I wait 7 seconds to press it?
No.
You press it right away.
No, you hear it 7 seconds.
You count to seven.
Something like that.
Then you curse.
Yeah.
We'll work that out. That's okay. Anyway, structuring is when you deposit less than $10,000 because you don't want to trigger an alert, because it's a mandatory reporting from banks to the government when you deposit more than $10,000. They're trying to catch drug dealers and shit like that. Whatever. So yeah, that applies to banking, but I don't know if it applies to other things, but I know from personal experience it applies to at least three. Because this is personal experience. I've had this happen. Lamps. I have a major problem. Every town I go to, every shop, every lamp store I pass, I buy a lamp. I can't help it. Lamps are awesome. My house is full of lamps. I'm a lamp hoarder. And you will be contacted by the government if you buy enough lamps. Two, eye drops. I may have mentioned this before. I don't remember. I have extremely dry eyes. I have a condition that doctors have called mummy ducts. And I like nothing comes out of my eyes unless I use these eye drops. I buy them a lot, and it's not the government, but doctors will contact you, and they're looking for people to be in mummy duct studies. I'm an active participant in several, full disclosure, active participant in several mummy duct studies. You should try to say mummy duct studies really fast, because I am struggling with it. And then the third thing that if you buy a lot of, somebody's going to contact you, it's obvious, nunchucks. So those are the three things that I know from personal experience. If you buy enough of them, somebody's going to contact you.
Nunchucks, not numb.
No, they're nunchucks.
You might go numb if you get hit by one.
No, they're nunchucks.
None.
Nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
No. You hit nuns with them? They're nunchucks. Well, that logic doesn't matter because it's not like I'm hitting nums with them.
Yeah.
You ever hit a nun with a nunchuck?
I hit a nun with a nunchuck.
Ken, you're bad. Anyway, that's my answer to that. I don't know. It's at least banking, of course, but lamps, eye drops, nunchucks, or nunchucks. Maybe other things. I don't know enough about it. I haven't done any research, and I'm sorry. And that's a question from Shimon Moore. That's DH, standard spelling on Shimon Moore. Okay. I guess I'm done. You say that you have a guest coming.
Oh, you should probably take a break.
Of course we'll take a break. I have
go
to
find the juicer.
I've been talking for more than 10 minutes, so obviously I have to pee really bad, and drippy knees are
acting up. Have a drink while you're at it.
You don't have to ask me twice, Ken.
Hi, Stanley.
We'll be right back. Fun Laboratories, makers of That's That and Put Your Pickle in My Pouch, now are branching into figures, and we have vinyl toys that are coming. These vinyl toys are of your favorite Supreme Court justices, liberals like Thurgood Marshall and Earl Warren, assholes like William Rehnquist and Roger Taney. There's also a special series of the greatest jurists to not be Supreme Court justices. New York's own Learned Hand, Second Circuit Chief Justice. Or Richard Posner. He was at the University of Chicago and he thinks weed should be legalized. That's cool, whatever. Okay, for a limited time, you can use the promo code OOTGC and get Byron Wizard White, the toy that tinkles. Get it today. The only thing he loved more than the law was peeing under his robes. Fun laboratories, great games and toys for dopey people. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yep, that's all I can say. Ken, here we are.
Thanks to our sponsor, Fun Labs.
Yeah, Fun Laboratories. Yeah, that sounds like... those sound great. I mean, I've... maybe I could fill a shelf up with a bunch of those toys.
Maybe put a smile on your face.
Not likely. I can't imagine anything that would put a smile
on your face. Well, you know what Stu would always say? Turn that smile upside down.
Oh, I've done that. Aggressively so. And I feel like it's permanent. And nothing will make me feel better. Sorry, buddy. Kind of a downer this week.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, guess what? I think our guest is outside.
What?
Yep. Hold on.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Good thing I don't take the stairs. You guys are way up here.
What's up, Hambone?
Oh, my gosh.
And put it up there, buddy.
Too sweet.
Too sweet. Keep it a good brother.
Oh my goodness, it's Hambo, and it's okay, guys, this is exciting. This is genuinely exciting.
He's excited. I heard there was a glum bucket somewhere in this where is he?
I did say glum bucket. How did he know I said glum bucket?
Well, listen, man.
Hambo is magic.
I've been around this place for a while. The walls talk a little bit, and I heard from a little birdie Stew that a certain somebody was feeling a little glum.
Yeah.
And I mean, not to pass judgment here, buddy, but I come right in and I look at you and listen, you know there's a dress code here. I see that top button undone. And let me tell you something, brother. I'm the only one with the casual Friday clause in his contract.
You're right, and I apologize. You know what? I'm not even living by the Wu-Tang Clan, which is protect your neck. Make sure that top button's buttoned. And I'm not even doing
your neck.
That.
Listen, not every person in this building is allowed to wear a Hawaiian shirt only on days that end in the letter Y. Am I right, Ken?
Oh, man, he's right. Those fucking shirts are so great.
Yeah, yeah. Once met Bruce Campbell, and he told me that only Tama Bahama ones are the ones to get it. Everything else is crap.
Oh, man.
We're still friends.
Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
The Bruce Campbell, yeah.
The Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
He's got great taste in Hawaiian shirts.
You know, though, I don't know. Everybody here is making fun of me lately. I can't, you know, they're pulling pranks on me where I'm literally kidnapped from this building and fucking taken.
I mean, you were pranked from the first day, Ed.
Thank you for saying that. My pranking has been an ongoing
thing.
I mean,
you're like a new guy here.
It's
you're
proof
in a
of
big
pattern
position.
And practice. Correct. Yeah.
You know, that's how people fraternize.
Let's before we get into pattern and practice here. You know, there's a thing that's always been happening around the Winnable Enterprise, which has just been good-natured ribbing. And good nature ribbing, which is really meant to make you feel like you're a part of the team, make you feel like you're
one of us. Harmless ribs.
Harmless ribs. In fact, I heard a little something about you getting thrown in a trunk.
Yeah.
You know, when we experience the things in our lives, it really comes down to how you choose to enjoy the experience or make the experience yours. You got to own the experience, Edwards. In fact, you know, what I think you should do is take a second to look at that experience and let's reframe it. Were you locked in the trunk of a car?
Yeah.
Or were you subjected to sensory deprivation in order to find true enlightenment in your own heart?
Oh.
I'm just saying that
I didn't.
It's all in the way you look at it.
I didn't think about it that way. You're right. I mean, it did make me pee a little bit and I...
But that's okay. I mean, stuff like that happens in the sensory deprivations. But that's you becoming one with your feelings. That's you really getting down to the core.
I do have a problem getting in touch with my feelings.
You do. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just heard, because I listened to your program. I was listening to it over the speakers in the hallway. I'm a big fan.
Kenny listens to the program.
I'm a big fan. I heard that you finally admitted your middle name was Aloysius.
Oh, my God!
Oh, okay.
Right, I did.
And you know what? I invited the janitor, too, because he got so excited he had $20 in the office pool that it was Aloysius. Well, let me tell you something, brother. Up until I just got in here and I saw you turn that frown upside down a little bit, I would have thought your middle initial stood for apathy or apathetic. When you know what it needs to stand for, Ed? It needs to stand for awesome. Whoa. Because you are awesome. And in that sensory deprivation tank that you were in, I was really hoping that you got to that candy center of yourself and you broke it open and you found all that awesomeness that you have inside there.
Whoa. Yeah. I like the way I feel right now. I'm a little overloaded, but I mean, like, this is feeling better.
Listen, they don't pay me the big bucks to go from office to office just because of my fancy dress and my laissez-faire attitude.
Oh. Good point. Let me take just real quick. I want to explain what Hambone's job is in the company. He walks around the hallways all day and just makes people feel better. He knocks on the door and says, "Hey, how you doing today, Lisa? Looking good. Hey, that was a great report you did last week, Tommy. Keep it up." You know, he walks around making people feel great. He's part of the motivation and emotional empathy department. Here at Unwinnable, he's the head of it, as a matter of fact, and that's what he does all day. I mean, where do you even work at? I don't know. You're just constantly on the move.
Well, I'd like a drifter. I was born to walk alone. And walk alone I do. I go from office to office all around this great country and the world. My office can always be found on the first floor. Some would call it the executive bathroom. I say it's adjacent to the executive bathroom because sometimes I work so hard I need to take the edge off it. Tacos and Tacos, and there's always one conveniently located around the corner. So it saves me a lot of money on FUBAR when I need to go and get from place to place. I'll just sleep here sometimes. And then I take the corporate jet to the next place, and I go where people need me. You know, if you had a good haircut, I'm going to tell you you got a good haircut. You change your hair a little bit, Ken?
A little bit.
Looks great on you.
Yeah, well, Hambone, you're the best.
You're the best.
I mean, Ted is still the best, but you're the best.
Ted... You know what I got to say? Ted Goldman, voice of an angel.
Hey,
I can't get enough of that guy. He actually helped me out of a bind because, you know, someone who was newer came into the company and I complimented them on their hair. Sure. And they thought they should take it down to HR and he made it all go away. It was fine.
He's a great legal counsel.
He's a fantastic lawyer.
Okay, so what do you think of my haircut? I mean, enough about Ted Goldman. Is my haircut okay?
Well, let me ask you something, Ed. When you look in the mirror every morning... What do you think of your haircut?
Ooh. I mean, to be honest, I try not to touch my hair because it tends to fall out. It's been getting thinner and thinner since I fell into the Gowanus. I think that might be a symptom. I think that might have been directly related to that. I don't know. But
normally, I'd say you look like a goon, but this episode, I'm going to say you look pretty good.
He does look good. And you know what? With the hair, I got to tell you something. You know, many people in this country and around the world, and I get around the world in the most Beach Boys polite sense of the word, I get around this world and I see people. And what happened to you where you were dipped in the Gowanus, don't think of that as a negative thing. When you were dipped in the Gowanus, you were rebaptized. You were like Achilles being held by his ankle by his mother. You were unstoppable. Oh. People pay good money to be put in situations like that, to be privy to those toxins and to have the toxins expunged from their body.
I could have died.
You could have died, but you came out and reborn.
I should have died.
You were reborn on the other side like a phoenix.
But I didn't die.
You didn't. And look
I
at,
didn't.
Look at you now.
Look at me.
Look at you.
I got drippy knees, but that's temporary. Look
that's
at me.
Everybody.
Oozy eyes and drippy knees. It's temporary.
But that fire in your heart, that's forever.
Ooh.
You were baptized in poo-poo.
Oh, come on, Ken. We don't want bathroom humor. I apologize, everybody, for the bathroom humor. We don't like potty talk. That's not appropriate.
Ken, I got to tell you, I love your comedy.
Thanks, Hambone.
I love your shtick.
Thank you.
Hambone, once again, you're right. It's about positivity. I'm feeling positive, everybody.
You know, you really have to take stock of your life and take the time to only surround yourself with...
Yeah, ooh, I don't like doing that. Taking stock of my
life. That's why you had to go in the sensory deprivation tank. And that's why you came out a better... What's this? What's this book on the table here? I was reading a self-help book.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Strunk and White?
Yeah, it's about being the best writer you can be.
How about being the best Ed you can be? How about when you're reading periodicals, maybe you stick to things like Penthouse Letters. Let it go from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. in your house every morning before you get out and get into the world.
Okay.
You know, lead with your dick a little bit.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
And let your dick Hey. Follow your heart.
This is great. I have to, a lot to process now, but this is great advice. I feel good. Anytime somebody wants me to... I'm not even going to say it.
Say it. Live your truth, Ed.
I mean, he's saying I should leave with my dick. I don't even know what that means. It's great. I can't wait to find out. This is going to be fun to find out. That's the thing. Finding out, and this is a whole process. We're on it together. It's a journey. We're doing it. You should also, as the listener, you should leave with their dick. Shouldn't they leave with their dicks?
Leave with your dick.
With your dick.
And follow your heart.
And follow your heart.
And if your dick leads in the wrong direction...
What do you do?
You call Ted Goldman. He's a great lawyer.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's a great place to wrap it up then, because this keeps coming up.
Good old Ted.
Good old Ted.
Well, hey, listen, before we wrap it up,
oh.
I got three pieces of advice for you.
Oh, okay. Number one. Hold on. Let me get out my...
The advice I live my life by.
Uh-huh. Number one.
Never get less than 10 hours sleep.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Never play cards with a man named after a state,
whoa,
or a city, or a town.
Oh, okay. All proper place names. Okay. What about a building?
Especially not a building.
Oh, especially. Okay.
Never make love to a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her arm. You live by those three rules, you can't go wrong.
Okay, well, that's advice for everybody. That nice to end on advice that we can give all the listeners. It's, you know, it's not just about me. I realize that now, and I have to be more positive, and I just have to grab the grab life by the horns and force it to like get it to jump over the hurdle, and then we're riding. I guess I'm on a I was holding the bull's horns, but then I guess horses jump, whatever.
By the horns.
Right, we're doing it together, buddy. We're having a good time. Let's be more positive in life. That I feel great now. Ken, how do you feel?
Well, anytime you're around Hambone, you just gotta feel good.
You sound peppier than ever, Ken. I want to compliment you on your
both sound
your vim and your vigor.
I think we should go celebrate at Tacos and Tacos.
Tacos and Tacos, my favorite journey.
Let's do it. Okay, everybody. Well, okay. Let's ramp it down real quick. Give me a second.
Oh, wait. Three more rules.
Okay.
Very important.
Okay, three more rules. I'll put this as 1A since we have one. Okay, good.
You never mess with a man's money.
Mm-hmm.
Money. Never mess with a man's car radio.
Yeah, of course.
And his food. And you could also substitute that for women, depending on the situation. It goes both ways.
Food or women. Okay.
Food
or women. Oh, okay.
Same level.
Hey, you know what, guys? That was a bonus. Before, that was like what you paid for. And by the way, you don't pay anything, let's face it. You listen to this for free, so don't be a fucking freeloader. So you got some three great rules, three additional rules as a bonus. We're all super psyched now. We're pumped up.
Oh.
And we're...
I would say food, because food doesn't talk back.
Guys.
Wow. Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Luckily, we have friends in HR. Well, no, I got...
That's true.
It's important.
Right. Okay.
Janet Jort.
New year, new you. If you ever get an exotic pet, don't ever get it wet. Don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah.
It definitely don't expose it to sunlight.
Don't.
Exotic pets.
Exotic pets. Exotic pets. Is a gerbil exotic?
Depends how you use it.
Oh! Bing, bang, boom! Yeah. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is Office General Counsel. You should follow us on Unwinnable OOTGC on Twitter. Find us on Facebook and whatnot. Of course, you should be subscribing to Unwinnable Monthly. Hambone, of course, is also world-renowned for his show, My Thai TV.
I'm internationally known and known to rock the microphone, y'all. That's what I get up to in my spare time.
Look at My Thai TV.
It's actually My Thai Happy Hour podcast now.
Oh, that's right. Happy Hour podcast.
My Thai Happy Hour podcast.
Of course. What am I, you know,
you could also follow him on Twitter at Hambreaker.
Yeah, I'll tweet you back. I'll give
Hambreaker.
You some quality life advice.
Yeah.
I'll tell you which tacos I'm at tonight.
Dude, we should totally go
with
catch
the lap
them.
Dance and drink specialist.
We should totally go catch him pro wrestling.
Hambone's the last person to be using Foursquare, but he only checks into Tacos and Tacos.
Yeah. Dude, I hear there's a Lucha Libre Battle Royal going on a block away from Tacos and Tacos.
Well, I think the night is young, and so are we. And Ed's coming too.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. We'll check you next time. Bye-bye.